Money Monday here on The Answer, 12:30 p.m. Set your clock by it. Great information for your finances to understand the markets, the volatility out there. We do it with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management. Josh and his firm are located in Lewis Center, just off Route 750, and he and I host the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show every Friday at 7 and every Saturday afternoon at 2 here on The Answer. Send us your questions via email, bruce@salemmedia.com, and avail yourself of Josh's expertise in smaller doses on his YouTube channel. Search Josh Pick Finance on YouTube, and that will happen. So, Josh, as we begin today, I'm sure you and other financial managers, people with 401ks, pretty much everybody, not sad to see September in the rearview mirror, given that it was a bloodbath on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was down 9% in September, lowest level since March of 2020, and there are a lot of other numbers I could get into, but September was a bad month, and I'm sure ratchets up the uncertainty out there among your clients and everybody else who owns stocks in one shape or form.
Yeah, you know, there seems to be a tipping point. We all know, you know, in one way or the other, that the stock market goes up and down. But at the same time, there does seem to be like a threshold where people start to panic, and I think we've crossed over that threshold. You know, you can only say for so long, just hang in there, where people's emotions become a factor. And the unfortunate part is, historically speaking, you know, there's an ideology or some history and some fact that October is usually a pretty bad month. So there's some people in panic mode who believe in that kind of thing. But it's important for us as financial managers, like you said, to make sure that we keep our clients abreast of everything that's going on, make sure they're aware of the strategies that we're employing to minimize risk, and that the only way to win this game is to stay the course. But it's going to be a trying time for sure, and it already has been.
Yeah, I mean, as your historical reference to October, I mean, certainly the stock market crash, the Great Depression, that happened in October. Was 2008 or anything else more recently than that also in October?
Yeah, there just always seems to be this this general pullback in October. You know, if you have usually you'll have a good September and then kind of a lackluster October. It's the same kind of effect as, you know, when we look at elections, there are certain months that people, they keep a tight eye on. But the fact remains, you know, October is usually a bad month. But in my opinion, in my office's opinion, it's just an anomaly. I wouldn't be concerned about it.
Josh Pick, our guest. Money Monday is the segment. Josh is with Aptus Wealth Management. They are located in Lewis Center, just off Route 750. Set up a free consultation with them to understand retirement planning, and that's a plan. You have to have it. That's why they call it the blueprint, because it's a detailed plan. 614-917-1040, Aptus, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. You know, regarding panic, regarding volatility, you and I've chatted before about when you own a stock, you own a small piece of a company. And sometimes those stock prices fluctuate for not very good reasons. GameStop soared just because it was not really anything with the company. It was a movement out there to make it soar. Sometimes companies go down because a bad thing happens, but the value of the company, its underpinnings are still solid. I'm curious about Nike. Nike dropped 12% on Friday, and its inventory, the reason they're giving is its inventory is up 44%. I understand why inventory would have been up during the pandemic, but we're past the pandemic. Even the president says so. So why would Nike inventories be up so high, and is Nike one of those stocks? And well, I don't want to get you into recommending individual stocks, but just why would inventory be up, not just with Nike, but I see that of other retailers too?
Yeah, you know, we can hypothesize on why inventories are up. It could be that, you know, they felt the pinch so hard of the supply chain that maybe they believe they want to put themselves in a stronger position should that occur again. Or maybe the demand for their goods and services are down. And like you said, I'm not going to speak to any individual company. But, you know, what happens in the market, and it's very fickle, is emotions drive the market in the short run. So people react on the news. They react on trends. They react on what they think is occurring. But ultimately, the cream rises to the top. And that's why we're such staunch believers in, you know, investing for the long run, because that's the only way that you can accurately predict what direction and how well you can do in the stock market. And it goes all the way down to if you tried to predict how well the stock market's going to do over the next 3 years and you picked one side of the coin or the other, you'd be wrong darn near half the time. Now, if you stretch that out and you say, well, how about over the next 15 years, you with a very, very high, think of like a 98-99% level of accuracy, could predict whether or not you're going to make or lose money in the market, and almost down to the relative percentage that you're going to make. So So if you truly say, I'm going to be a long-term investor, then when you invest, you can't then call back in 6 months and say, well, it's down. I need to get out. Is my money going to go to zero? Because remember, the decision that you made was a 10 or 15-year decision. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're seeing right now with Nike, with FedEx, with a lot of companies today.
Josh Pick, our guest, Aptus Wealth Management. Set up a free consultation, 614-917-1040, aptuswealth.com. Listen to the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show here on The Answer at 7 p.m. Friday night and 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. And when we've talked on the hour-long show on the weekend, we've talked about some triggers, some buffers, some risk mitigation strategies. And it always seems to me, Josh, that those are involved in the longer you want to tie up your money, the better return you get. But I'm looking at the 2-year Treasury yield, and the 2-year is 4.2%, and the 10-year at this moment is 3.8%. So the shorter you have your money in that particular Treasury, you get a higher return. Why is that? What explains a higher return for a shorter-term commitment on putting your money into that particular Treasury?
Yeah, the situation that we're in is phrased as an inverted yield curve, which means that shorter-term duration or shorter-term interest rates are higher than longer-term interest rates. And really, that points to the uncertainty in the market today. If you look at how rapidly we're raising interest rates, and then the potential that the Fed may have to reverse its course at some point. So remember, when we're trying to slow down inflation, we raise interest rates. When we're trying to stimulate the economy, we lower interest rates. So there's a general belief out there that while the Fed is trying to curb inflation by raising interest rates, it may have to backpedal. And if that is the case, well, then long-term interest rates would be more negatively affected than short-term, because the longer the duration of the lock on the interest rate, the more interest rate sensitivity it has in the short run. So ultimately, the downside of this is there's never been a time in history, if you want to look at predictors, there has never been a time in history that I'm aware of where the yield curve has been inverted and the stock market hasn't gone down. And here we are with a double-digit down stock market year-to-date and an inverted yield curve. So it's held true yet again. Just points to volatility, risk management, staying the course, making sure you know exactly what you're doing so you don't do something foolish as we head into potentially even more volatile times than we've experienced.
Josh Pick is our guest. We do Money Monday every 12:30 Monday time slot here on The Answer. A lot of this volatility is credited to, the Fed waiting too long to raise interest rates, or some people are saying they're raising interest rates too much too fast. This is a pretty simple question. Would we be okay if the Fed went away? Like, does the Fed serve a useful purpose, or did it used to serve a useful purpose and it's gotten away from what it used to do? Or I'm just kind of curious about the Fed and its existence, and would it be anarchy if we didn't have the Fed?
I think the moment that we went off the gold standard, back in the, I believe it was the Nixon administration, we left the gold standard, went to what you often hear phrased as a fiat currency, meaning our only ability to control our currency and keep it strong relative to other currencies around the world is through some level of management. And that's really where the Fed gained a predominant amount of power. To get rid of it now, I think it would make for a very painful situation for a significant period of time. So I wouldn't say that I'm an advocate of ripping off that Band-Aid just yet, but I think you can't ignore the fact that the Fed also has the ability to cause some problems by artificially inflating the level of our currency, by negatively affecting, inflation, and by raising interest rates like they are right now. So, I mean, the Fed has a lot of power, and to say that they wouldn't be politically influenced, I think would be, quite naive by everybody, even though they say that, by doctrine they're not. I would love to see, the Fed removed in the long run, but I don't think right now is the best time to do so.
Very good. Josh Pick, Aptus Wealth Management. Love his perspective and love his purposeful approach to investing. And you can expose yourself to Josh's wisdom and the counsel of his firm by getting a hold of them for a free consultation, 614-917-1040. Their web address is Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Avail yourself of Josh's YouTube channel and the wisdom that is there. Looking on YouTube for Josh Pick Finance, and listen to the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show Friday night at 7 and Saturday afternoon at 2. Josh, we'll see you Friday. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Bruce. Talk soon.